T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going to happen to the official? Nothing. He's not going to lose any pay.
Well, he needs to move out of the United States. He needs to go live somewhere. He needs to never come to New Orleans. We need to find out who this cat is. And when he's at the airport, listen, you got to get on a flight, next flight out. You got to go. You're never welcome here. I mean, a Judge McCall, well, what are you? You sphincter, you got all tight. You couldn't make the right call.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score. That was Bobby Hebert. Going to tell you what I done did on WWL Nawlings.
Yeah, not exactly very hospitable.
I heard that yesterday. I was guessing it was either Bobby Hebert or Hoki Gajon, and then somebody reminded me that Hoki Gajon died 2 years ago.
Oh, so. Yeah, that was Bobby Hebert then.
Right. Yeah.
Process of elimination.
Bobby was coming close.
Although there are people in Jackson Square Park who will communicate with the deceased in New Orleans. If you do the voodoo tour,
for a fee,
they'll show you how to do it.
He passed away about a year ago.
I'd rather do the restaurant tour, but that's just me. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, we appreciate that. And thank you to Dustin. I don't know where he is right now, but he's got my eternal gratitude. Kevin, get the hell out of here. Come on, buddy. You and me,
friend. Cajun will eat most anything, and they love to cook chicken.
Yeah.
Cool boy.
And Ray loves a nice little spicy New Orleans fish salad, isn't it? Oh, no, you don't eat that.
I guarantee.
That's the Cubs pitcher, Justin Wilson. Want to welcome former Cubs. Dan Burstein and Connor McDavid.
Morning.
Hey, guys.
Morning, fellas.
They did have to move those referees, change their hotel in New Orleans from downtown to near the airport after that game. Security led them, and they had to turn off the they were so concerned about their safety. They had a security guards outside their door.
That they had to move them or that they moved them? Which part
Listen,
is ridiculous?
Listen, it's ridiculous that they had to move them.
Yes,
it's ridiculous.
Course.
It's a game. I know you're a fan, but attacking an official isn't going to help you. You're a moron if you're going to go after a referee. I mean, what are we living in a country? I mean, there have been officials that have disappeared in various countries over soccer
They've
matches.
Been disappeared,
whatever.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Well, we're going to get a rules change out of it seems. You heard Gail Benson now is weighing in about the idea of making everything challengeable. Yeah.
Oh,
and
she's
it sounds really good.
I mean, she says it about football.
Well, but from Mark Maskey's story yesterday in the Washington Post, I don't know if it's going to get the three quarters
of
votes, but you know, when you start hearing what Bill Belichick has said, he's been the guy say, "Look, let us challenge everything." It's still limited by the number of challenges that you have. And if you decide that a pass interference non-call is worth your challenge when you may need it to challenge a spot in the fourth quarter. As long as it's limited, it's on the coaches. And Belichick knows that he's generally smarter than his counterpart. He knows that their infrastructure, whatever he's got to determine challenge or don't challenge, he thinks is a competitive advantage. That's why he's pushing that. He says, look, it's just going to give him another something to control.
I just don't trust the rules committee or ownership groups to stop there. I worry that because of this call in such a high-profile situation that there will be ownership groups all willing to make each and every play reviewable. No, each and every play reviewable.
Right,
whether
but
that's by
it's
some
fine. But as long as it's
there's a difference between challengeable and reviewable because I think there is a piece of, I don't know, momentum here from ownership groups that want to make each play reviewable by eye in the sky or stripes in New York or wherever it happens to be. This is part of the conversation right now. And I think that part of the conversation needs to be tamped down. If you're going to limit this thing to just flags, three flags a game or whatever the hell the number wants to be, okay, I'm happy to move there with you. But we can't go to a place where everything is reviewable.
We're fighting
our own nature.
What you're saying is interesting because I think part of the problem then is if you have the same number of challenges, you have to sit on the flag in case something happens. When in reality, the turning point of a game may occur significantly earlier, but do you risk
it's
a losing, not it's a gamble, having though. A chance to have a flag at the end of the game.
Like maybe you think that face mask penalty is worth reviewing. So you're going to, this is one I'm going to use.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather watch.
And then you don't have one at the end
of
the game.
But that's what Dan's getting back
that's
to.
That's what I'm saying. It's
Belichick has that feel. He can project what's going to happen.
I think Belichick would love it. I think coaches would hate it.
I would rather watch that gamble play out than a review or a challenge on every single play than some sort of outside entity reviewing every single thing.
We talked about it. With 6:43 left, there was a play where Jared Goff took off running to his left, and there were a couple of guys there. There's a face mask there. He gets his face mask. It's very obvious. He goes down at the two. They have to kick a field goal to tie the game.
Yep.
If you give them a new set of downs, they're going to score a touchdown there, and then presumably Sean Payton isn't calling some bad crossing route to Michael Thomas.
No, I agree. You can understand why Belichick says, look, just make everything reviewable. Let us challenge everything and put the onus on us, the coaches, to decide.
That's because he knows he's better. That's a competitive advantage.
I think that they should just hire Tony Romo to tell him what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Did you see that he did an interview and he said that he's had like several offers to come back?
Yes.
A lot of conversations, but several actual offers.
Yeah, the guy who did that interview, Richard Deitch, is going to join us at 10:40.
Well, if that works out, great. What else do you have?
Doesn't it? Well, Matt Miller is at the Senior Bowl, and I can't believe we're still doing this. We've been watching video this morning of what's going on in Mobile. We're still doing the underwear march. We're still doing the slave auction. Still. They're still walking out in their underpants, you know, and parading around in front of scouts, showing and everybody's muttering about their bodies as they're measured. It's just
a Senior Bowl.
Yeah, it's just
a fantastic thing to go to.
It's just so gross.
You turn it into something it's not. They give free Krispy Kreme donuts.
Everybody?
It's a great event.
The optics of this are
it's
just
the pre-combine
so
combine.
It's the pre-combine. It's players that are seniors and that might not have a chance.
I'm saying I love the Senior Bowl, but the walkout, the half naked walkout in front of a bunch of people to have their
let me tell you something. If you get in that room, they give away their cell phone number. Okay, that is a huge thing as a reporter to get in there and make sure that you're writing down phone numbers and
But it's just good. I'm saying the optics of the auctioneering bad.
That's just you.
No,
because no one is thinking about it.
A lot of people are.
It's pretty weird.
It is a little weird.
That's the combine, and you know, again, why is the combine in Indianapolis? Proximity of hospitals. It's a very small place, but they have a lot of research hospitals, so you can get all your MRIs and all your other stuff in. This is not a bad thing, guys.
I'm not saying the Senior Bowl is a bad thing. I love the Senior Bowl. I haven't met Miller from the Senior Bowl, but that image of the room full.
Maybe televising it is a bad idea.
Yeah, that's probably a bad idea.
But I probably understand why teams would want to have their doctors examine guys in that way.
Yeah.
But putting it on TV might not be
the
wisest programming decision.
Literally on a stage parading out there. Let's look at this next black man. Okay. Let's measure him and value him. Okay. Here comes the next one.
There are white players. There are, you know,
there's 70%
Hispanic players.
Not.
I'm just saying, Dan, you're pushing it a little.
Look, I'm telling you exactly what it looks like, and it's bad optics.
I've been to it. I don't think it's that bad. Ugh. I mean, there's the best thing about that, the Senior Bowl, is that everybody in the NFL that's not in the Super Bowl is down there. So there's tons of coaches everywhere.
Oh, I love the Senior Bowl. I'm specifically talking about the optics of this image of naked black men walking out to be judged by their physicality.
Yeah, it's not a slave auction. It's a job interview. These guys are going to make tons of money.
That's fine. It just still looks ugly.
What else you got?
We have the Midday Midway. We have Danny LaRue, we've not talked to him. He's supposed to be fantastic.
First time for us, yeah.
NBA expert is going to tell us about what's going on right now with as we get closer to the trade deadline.
Carmelo?
Some of that. How these transactions
X's
work.
X's and O's, yeah.
Well,
how's Melo going to mesh with LaVine?
No, he's a cap expert, and he knows all about the protected picks, et cetera, and the value of what these transactions mean when you're willing to be that team that says we can take
a
million
bucks.
Pretty
good idea of the value. $1 million.
$1 million.
Yes.
$1 million. To take the brunt of the mockery for 2 weeks, $1 million.
But I want to know about the horse trading aspect from owner to owner. like what it says about your team, what it says about if you're among other owners to say, yeah, we can always count on Jerry when he's got the flexibility. He'll be that guy that facilitates some of the stuff. I don't know that it does anything for your fans. I don't know if it gets closer to winning a championship, but it does. It seems like you've got this sort of back channel thing where certain people can be relied on to be there for you for these things.
Okay, we'll be listening.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.